It's time to kick it off, yeah. It's time to do it right. Amber May Show is here with topics you like. Out of the desert where the sun gets hot. So drop on into that Amber May spot.
A-M-B-E-R-M-A-Y. That's fly. A-M-B-E-R-M-A-Y. That's why.
Time to kick it off, yeah. It's time to do it right. Amber May Show is here with topics you like. Out of the desert where the sun gets hot. So drop on into that Amber May spot. It's time to kick it off, yeah. It's time to do it right. Amber May Show is here with topics you like. Out of the desert where the sun gets hot. So drop on into that Amber May spot.
I'm so glad you could join me today on the Amber May Show. I'm Amber May. I'd like to focus today on building strong families. The world today just shows us how to be dysfunctional. There's nothing ever on TV that says this is what a family should be, this is how you create a strong family. There's nowhere in there like that. What they show is free love, have sex with anyone you want, you don't have to be married, you can have kids out of marriage, you can date around, you can get divorced, you can cheat on your wife, you can cheat on your husband. It's always things about destroying a family, but never anything to edify a family or show what a good family should be. So I thought we could take the time today to kind of talk about what the Bible says a family should look like. All the answers to life that we need are found in God's Word, the Bible. Everything that we ever needed is right there. He provided every instruction that we're going to need from the time we're born until the day that he decides to come back again or we go and meet him in heaven. And that really helps us because who better to ask questions and get guidance than the one who instituted marriage and families and gave us life and started this world. And there's so many levels that you can go into when you're talking about what makes a strong family. But I believe that there are three core things that I'd like to talk about today, and that's commitment, time together, and appreciation. Appreciation kind of sticks out to me because that's one of my love languages. There's a book out there that talks about the different love languages, and if you haven't read it, I recommend that you go and find it at your Christian bookstore because we all have different ways that we feel loved, and sometimes it's just the mere of touch, sometimes it's spending time together, sometimes it's gifts. So I don't know what your love language is, but one of mine is appreciation. I like to give compliments out to people, and I notice that not too many people get compliments, rather they get torn down, and this world is so hurtful, and you get bogged down, and it feels like you're always fighting to get through life sometimes, and it's rare to feel appreciated in this world. And the one place that you should always feel appreciated is in your family. You should always feel that way. I'd really encourage people, if they don't already give a lot of compliments, start today. Start at least by giving one compliment. And since we're talking about strong families today, I would like you, as the parents, as a husband and wife, to start with each other. Because as the way you treat your spouse is the what your children are going to look to, and they're going to say, that's how I need to treat my spouse. So the way you act is what's going to pick up by your children. So I hope that you'll really start there with your spouse, because fathers, your kids need to know that you're totally committed and appreciate their moms, and moms, your kids need to know that you are totally committed to their father and you appreciate them, and your kids need to know that you're both committed to each other, and that is going to help keep the family together in a loving relationship. And one way you love each other is to appreciate each other. So I know that's really easy to unappreciate somebody, but wives are really good at honey-do lists. They're so good at them. And wives were really good at nagging. We like A+ in that. If we could gold in the Olympics, we would. So today, let's focus on, or at least right now, let's focus on appreciating. So wives, if you've given your husband a honey-do list and he at least accomplished one of them, I want you to lavish your love on him with appreciation. I want you to make him feel from a zero to a hero. I want you to make it to where he knows that you really are appreciative that he took out the garbage, that he fixed a broken something or other, and he did this, that, or the other. I don't know. There's so many honey-do lists. Like, maybe there was a home project and your husband finally accomplished it. Yes, there's 20 other things that you want him to do, but he got that done. And I'm sure he's doing it to show that he loves you and he cares for you and he cares about his home. So, wives, if your husband has done anything today, thank him. Thank him for that. And do it in front of your children and make him feel like he just won this big award. Husbands, if your wives made a nice dinner tonight, a lunch for you to go to work in, cleaned your clothes, cleaned the house, period. If the wives did anything around the house to show that they cared about you or your family, thank them. Because if a wife has a daily household chores on her to-do list, just like you have your honey-do list, she has her honey-do list. It's expected that she gets certain things accomplished for her family. If you never take the time out to tell her thank you, you end up starting to feel like you're just a maid. You just feel like, all you do is you just are good for cooking and cleaning and maybe intimate time with your husband. You just don't feel appreciative. Then you start kind of letting yourself go. A wife always wants to feel like her husband adores her and loves her and is proud of her. That is so important. I think it might stem from that God made wives as a helper for their husbands. And you can find that in Genesis. When God decided it wasn't good for man to be alone, so he created a helper that was suitable for him. And the helper was the wife. So if you never appreciate your wife, at least maybe you appreciate her, but you don't verbally tell her you appreciate her. In the back of her mind, she just might start thinking she's only good for those tasks. And then she won't feel so pretty anymore. When a wife feels like her husband loves her and finds her attractive, she's going to want to go to the gym and work out and make herself trim. She's going to want to put makeup on to make her husband think she's beautiful. She's going to want to put nice clothes on to make herself look attractive to her husband, just like she did when she was dating. Because when you guys were dating, it was compliments galore and appreciation galore, and she wanted to look fantastic for you. So goes both ways. Wives, if you want your husbands to be the hero around the house when he does something that you enjoy, appreciate that. Husbands, do the same thing for your wives. The Bible says that when a man finds a wife, he finds a good thing and receives favor from the Lord. Your wife is a good thing. And husbands, if you have a wife, then you have favor with God. And wives, it's better if a man lives in a desert than lives with a quarrelsome and ill-tempered wife. Wives, if you are that type of person who are hard to get along with, hard to live with, your husband would be a lot happier living in the desert, living with snakes, living with thistles and thorns and cactus than living in the house with you. So don't be that way. You want to be the wife that is like the Proverbs 31 woman, where, you know, she is an honorable woman and she's smart and her husband adores her and the city looks to her and sees how she treats her husband. And because she gives honor to her husband, the city gives honor to her husband. You want to be that kind of wife. Not the quarrelsome, ill-tempered wife trying to pick fights at every chance you can get with your husband. That's not great. The fact is, the difference between that wife who is a treasure and the one that is a crabbing complainer just might come down to how much they are appreciated around the house. So that is something I'd really like you guys to focus on today, is appreciation. And the best way to start a strong family is to start with the husband and the wife. Husband and the wife is the foundation. And keep this in mind, ladies. Your husband is under a lot of responsibility because it's not the wife who has to answer to God at the end of the day. It's the husband, because God placed the husband in charge of the family. So just like he's the high priest of the family. So God gave the high priest directions to the Israelites, and the high priest gave those directions to the people. Well, your husband's the high priest, and he's getting the direction from God, or at least he should be. Men, please spend a lot of time praying for your family, asking God where you want your family to go. It's really important. That will give your wife some security, and she will know, oh, if God's leading my husband, that's the way I need to go, because that's the right way. So wives, don't give your husband too much stress. He's the one who's going to be responsible to God and make an account to how he was with his family. Did he lead them in the right direction? Did he love his family like Christ loved the church? Those type of things. Well, we're going to pick this up next time, so make sure you tune in to the Amber May Show as we talk about strong families. And remember, instead of thinking about number one, just yourself, think about number two, because eventually number two will look out for you.